奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give sermon.
今天早上的题目是让圣殿的河水涌流。
The topic for our mutual encouragement this morning is Let the Temple River Flow.
我们虽然地球啊，四分之三是被水覆盖。
And even though 75% of the Earth's surface is covered by water.
但是因为海洋是咸的，水不能喝。
But because most of this surface is covered by ocean with salty water, and this water we cannot drink.
那能喝的水从哪里来？
So where does unsalted water come from?
大部分呢要从河水而来。
And this drinkable water comes from the rivers.
所以自古以来，人类的最早的文明，无论是人居住的地方或是城市，一定是跟河非常的靠近。
This is the reason why the very first civilization of man, where the cities are built, where people prosper, it has to do with rivers.
在圣经创世纪有记载， 神把人安置在伊甸园里面。
In the Bible, in Genesis, it describes how God settled the first man in the Garden of Eden.
那从伊甸园就流出几道非常重要的河流出来。
And out of the Garden of Eden, there flowed some very important rivers.
这个是有属灵的意思的。
And there are spiritual meaning.
当我们读到以西结书的47章的时候，
As we have come to read Ezekiel chapter 47,
我们就读到以西结先知看到一个非常重要的意象。
We read how the prophet Ezekiel, he saw a very important vision.
他所看到的意象将会在启示录圣经最后一卷再被提起。
The vision that he has seen here, it will be mentioned again in the book of Revelation.
这是一条神的河，生命的河的出现。
What he saw was the appearance of a river of life, which is also the river of the Lord.
到底这条生命的河是指什么？
Then what does this river of life refer to?
要怎么样流出来？
And how will it flow?
就是今天我们要查考的。
And this will be the content of our study today.
其实这条生命的河是一种见证。
This river of life is a testimony.
是一种见证生命在基督里面的改变。
This is a testimony of a life being changed within Christ.
是一种圣灵非常强大的工作。
It is a powerful work done by the Holy Spirit.
我们请先打开以西结47章。
Let's open our Bible up to Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以西结47章第一节到第二节。
Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. Verse 2. He then brought me through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water was flowing down from the south side.
当以西结啊，在灵里面看到神指示给他新的圣殿这个意象。
When Ezekiel in a vision saw the new temple that was shown to him by God.
这个意象很重要。
This is a very important vision.
是指着在末后神要再次兴起属于他的圣殿。
It is referring to how in the end times the Lord will erect His new temple.
这个圣殿呢，不是人手盖得起来的，是神的。
This temple cannot be built by the hands of man, but it belongs to God.
是一个完美的圣殿。
It is a perfect temple.
是指着什么？
What does it refer to?
是指着末后神要兴起的真教会。
It refers to the true church that the Lord will establish toward the end days.
然后从这个圣殿里面呢，竟然有河可以流出来。
And can you imagine within this temple, out from it flows a river?
这也是一个从来没有人看过的意象。
This is a vision that no one has seen before.
说圣殿如果盖在河边还可以想象。
You can probably imagine a temple built by the river.
但是如果从圣殿流出一条河出来，这个就超乎常理。
However, it seems to be unbelievable that a river flows from the temple itself.
以西结看的时候，他只是把它写下来。
When Ezekiel saw this, he simply wrote it down.
没有解释是什么意思。
He did not really explain what it means.
但是主耶稣来到世上的时候。
However, when Jesus came to the world,
他就解释了这个意象的意思。
He explained the meaning behind this vision.
我们看约翰福音7章38节。
Let's go to the Gospel of John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章三十八节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 38.
七章三十八节。
Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 38.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Verse 38, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
Verse 39, by this he meant the spirit whom those who believe in him were later to receive.
原来主耶稣在这里解释了什么叫做圣殿。
You can see here the Lord Jesus, he explains what this temple means.
当然圣殿是一个大家聚集在一起敬拜神的一个地方。
Of course, a temple is a place where everyone gathers to worship.
但是圣殿更是在我们的心里。
However, furthermore, the temple is a place within our hearts.
那如果一个人相信主耶稣基督,
if someone believes in the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣赐给他圣灵,
the Lord Jesus will give him the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵啊, 会从他里面啊, 流出活水的江河来。
The Spirit will flow from this person like a river, like a stream.
没有水都没有生命。
No water, no life.
水越多, 生命就越强。
The more water there is, the stronger the life.
所以这个圣灵的工作会改变一个人的内心。
Therefore, the work of a spirit can change the inner heart of a man.
所以信仰不是一种理论。
Therefore, we say faith is not a theoretical concept.
信仰是一种生命的改变。
Faith is a change of one's life.
而这种改变是从圣灵的工作开始。
This kind of transformation begins with the work of the Holy Spirit.
好，那我们现在就来看一看以西结书47章里面。 这个神的河水是从哪里流出来？
Now let's take a look at Ezekiel chapter 47. Where does the water from the Lord come from?
我们请看回来47章以西结的47章的第一节。
Let's return back to Ezekiel chapter 47, chapter 47, verse 1.
47章一节这里说，他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出，原来殿面朝东。
In Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1, it says, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, as the temple faced the east.
圣殿是有点这个长方形的这个形状。
If you can imagine the temple being in a rectangular shape.
我们看下一个图，这个圣殿坐北，如果这个坐标是上面是北边，右面是东边，这跟我们平常是一样的。
If you look at the image here, up is north, and of course east is to the right of it.
好了，那圣殿里面呢，那个门槛呢是对着东边的，圣殿那个门是朝东的。The
door of the temple faces the east.
好，那从东边的那个门呢，竟然开始有水慢慢流出来。
And it is miraculous how from the eastern doorway of the temple outflows a stream.
所以这里圣经特别强调是东边那个门是往东。
The Bible specifies how the water comes from the east, the east doorway.
不是从北的，也不是从南的门，是从东边的这样出来。
Not from the north nor the south, but from the east.
圣殿其实有好几个门，不同的方位，除了西边之外，东、北、南都有出口。
I want to clarify that the temple has many doors on all directions.
但是呢，就是特别强调东边这个方向。
However, the emphasis here is that we're talking about the eastern doorway.
那为什么圣殿特别强调东边？
Why does the Bible emphasize this?
以西结讲的时候，他也没解释。
When Ezekiel recorded the vision, he did not explain.
但是其实有属灵的意思。
However, there is a spiritual understanding behind this.
这个意思就是在末后属灵的真教会要从东方兴起。
The meaning behind this is that toward the end times, the true church of the Lord will arise from the east.
圣经有几个重要的预言。
In the Bible, there are a couple of prophecies.
我们看以赛亚书24章。
Let's go to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书24章第15节。
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15.
以赛亚24章15节。
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15.
因此你们要在东方荣耀耶和华，在众海岛荣耀耶和华以色列神的名啊。
Verse 15, therefore in the east give glory to the Lord, exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea.
这里圣经以赛亚预言呢，在末后神要在东方荣耀他的名。
Here, Isaiah, he prophesied how toward the end time, the name of the Lord will be glorified in the east.
神怎么荣耀他的名呢?
And how does God glorify his name?
当然透过他的圣殿,还有敬拜他的人呢?
And of course, it is through his temple and through the people who are worshiping him.
这个地方从哪里起头?
Where does this place come from?
以赛亚被圣灵感动,说从东方开始,不是西方,不是北方,不是南方。
Isaiah, when he was moved by the Holy Spirit, he prophesied that this place will come from the east, not the north, south, or west.
再来看主耶稣怎么讲。
And we can also take a look at what the Lord Jesus had said.
路加23章19节。
Let's go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
路加23章第19节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 19.
我们先看启示录第七章第二节。
Let's first read Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章第二节.
Revelation chapter 7 verse 2.
第七章第二节，请读.
Chapter 7 verse 2. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea.
啊，这里启示录一个预言啊，圣灵的预言。
Here in Revelation, there holds a prophecy.
在幕后啊，会看见他看见有一个另外一个天使。
That there was another angel to be seen.
所谓的天使，就是使者，就是被神差派的。
An angel is a messenger of the Lord sent by him.
这不是一般的天使。
But this is not a regular angel.
是主耶稣本身。
This was the Lord Jesus himself.
他呢，从哪里呢？ 他从日出之地，就是东方啊。
And where did he come from? He came from the origin of the sunrise, which is the east.
然后拿着什么呢? 拿着神的印。
What was he holding? He was holding the seal of the living God.
保罗在以弗所书里面所讲的, 圣灵就是神的印记。
And Paul, he said in the book of Ephesians, how the Holy Spirit is the seal of the Lord.
属于神的人, 神就给他圣灵, 给他印一下, 印一下, 印一下。
Those people belonging to God, he will be given a seal, which is the Holy Spirit.
那从哪里开始印呢?
Then where does the seal come from?
从日出之地。
The seal will begin to do its work from the origin of the sunrise.
又是东方。
Which refers to the east.
看主耶稣怎么讲，看回来路加十三章，对不起，是十三章。
Now we can take a look at Luke chapter 13. Please make the correction. It's Luke chapter 13.
路加十三章。 29节,
Luke chapter 13, verse 19.
路加13章29节,
the Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verse 19.
从东、从西、从南、从北, 正有人来在神的国里坐席啊。 13章29节, 13章29节, 路加13章29节, 从东、从西、从南、从北。
What we're talking about is
chapter 13, verse 29.
Chapter 13, verse 29. People will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God.
这都是预言，从以西结到主耶稣到约翰看到的意象都是东方有关。
And this is another vision scene that is recorded here.
很奇妙，我们知道基督教啊是从西方传到东方的。
It is common knowledge that the Christian Church is a faith that went from the Western world to the Eastern world.
100多年前，你想到哦，信耶稣，这个是西方的宗教，外国人传到东方的。
For example, 100 years ago, if you mentioned Christianity, then you would automatically think of how this is a faith that the Eastern people learned from the West.
但是那些传来东方的教会，他们的道理经过2000年里面的很多的历史的改变，他们已经偏离了主耶稣当时候所传的真道。
However, the Western Christian faith that was being passed on because of 2,000 years of bias and human interpretation, it has already deviated from the truth.
比如说大部分没有守安息日。
For example, most of these denominations do not abide by Sabbath.
洗礼改变过了。
The baptism process has been changed.
没有洗脚礼。
Foot washing has been have been made obsolete.
不认同要求圣灵。
And also the concept of praying for the Holy Spirit is no longer considered important.
他们也不觉得受圣灵要说方言。
And they also don't think that when you have the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues.
所以经过那么久的历史啊，他们太多包袱，也太多的错误。
you can see how after many historical changes, there are a lot of things left behind and also mistakes in understanding of the truth.
所以神的计划, 圣经早就预言,
therefore, you can see God's plan, which has been prophesied long ago in
the Bible. 末后，他的属于他的真教会, 有圣灵的, 有生命水的, 是从东方兴起的。
Toward the end days, the church that has the truth and has the Holy Spirit, it will come from the east.
感谢神啊, 1917年, 真的在北京圣灵降临, 早期的工人领受了圣灵, 开始建立真耶稣教会, 传真道。
And thank the grace of the Lord, in 1917, some workers received the truth and the Holy Spirit in Beijing, and the true church was established.
对，看回来这个以西结书47章啊, 这边这个东的门啊, 从东的门流出来, 真的是按照圣经的预表。
Therefore, if we refer back to Ezekiel chapter 47, when it says that the river of the Lord flows from the east, it truly has happened that way.
但是虽然从东方兴起, 但是不是东方人的教会, 是全世界的。
However, just because this river flowed from the east, it does not belong to the east, but it is a true church of the entire world.
今天真教会已经传到50-60个国家。
And today, the true church has been established in 50 to 60 countries.
所以要继续的传扬。
And it is of great importance to continue our evangelism.
那我们看回来以西结书47章。
Let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们第一节。
Verse 1.
这个水啊到底从哪里流开始流出来呢？
Then where does this water comes from?
47章的第一节下半句，这里说这水从门槛下由殿的右边，这里特别强调从圣殿的右边流出来。
And in the second half of verse 1, it says how the water comes from under the south side, which in some versions, it refers to the right of the temple.
那个右边非常的重要。
The direction right is very important.
我们大部分的人都是用右手的。
The majority of people are right-handed.
右手就是我们有力的那只手。
And your dominant hand is your strongest one.
我们最重要的那只手。
And your most important one.
右边也是代表比较重要的那个地方。
In that sense, the direction right refers to an important place.
我们常常看到圣经里面有记载异象。
We often see in the Bible, it records many visions.
主耶稣在神的右边。
How the vision described that Jesus is on the right hand side of God.
当然灵里面没有真的是分左跟右。
In the spirit, there doesn't really differentiate the direction of left and right.
右只是告诉你比较重要的守卫 number one 的这个地方.
How it refers to the direction right is simply emphasizing the importance of that place.
好了，我们说信了主之后，我们要流出生命水。
We often say that after we believe in the Lord Jesus, out from us have to flow the river of life.
我们要被圣灵改变。
We have to be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
但是问题是，很多人信了主没有被圣灵改变呢。
But the unfortunate thing is that many people, after believing, they have not been transformed.
你说有圣灵，求到圣灵没有错。
And they have prayed and they have received the Holy Spirit.
我们真教会有圣灵的同在，所以很强调小朋友或者是慕道者都要求圣灵。
Because the true church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit, it is emphasized for children from a young age that children, you must pray for the Holy Spirit.
但是很多时候呢，求到圣灵之后啊，就很放松，好像拿到天国的门票啊，他就等进天国，现在。 什么都不用做。
However, it's a common occurrence that after the Holy Spirit has been received, it is treated as if you have the entrance ticket to heaven and you are kind of just loitering around.
还没求到圣灵的人祷告最认真。
And those who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit, they pray the hardest.
求到圣灵了就很舒服了。
And those who have already received the Holy Spirit, they seem to relax.
我们不要忘记，这个圣灵在里面是要让生命水流出来啊。
Do not forget that when you have the Holy Spirit within you, you must have the water of life coming, flowing from you.
这里说是从右边流出来。
And here it describes how it comes from the right side.
就是说，如果我们能够把神或者他的福音放在我们生命的首位。
Which is to say, if we can put God and our faith in the priority spot of our life,
生命水才会开始流出来啊。
Then the water of life will flow from us.
生命的工作才会彰显啊。
Then the work of this water of life will be demonstrated.
我们看使徒行传20章。
Let's go to Acts chapter 20.
20章24节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 24.
使徒20章24节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 24.
20章24节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Verse 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
保罗的生命啊, 跟一般人不太一样。
The life of Paul has been different than most people.
第一, 他信了主之后, 他自己里面完全改变。
First of all, after he believed in the Lord Jesus, his entire inner self has been transformed.
但是更重要了, 这第二方面。
But the most important is the second point.
他的生命改变了很多别人。
Is that him changing his life also changed many others.
很多人因为他的生命, 因为保罗的传扬, 得到改变。
Many people, because of Paul's life and because of his evangelism, they themselves were changed.
为什么他可以做到这样?
And why was Paul able to do this kind of work?
这里讲得很清楚了, 他就把主耶稣基督放在他的右边了。
And here it describes very clearly how Paul put the Lord Jesus on his right side.
放在生命中的首位。
Which is to say he put Jesus at the priority, at the most important spot in his life.
这里说, 我不以性命为念。
Here he says, I consider my life worth nothing.
别人告诉他你不要去耶路撒冷，你这次去耶路撒冷啊，可能被锁起来，甚至可能命都没有了。
There were people who told Paul, don't go to Jerusalem. If you go this time, you may lose your life.
他说我不怕。
But he said, I do not fear.
我根本不觉得我的命有什么重要。
He said, my life, I consider it nothing to me.
我这个命是耶稣给我的。
My life has been given to me by Jesus.
不是耶稣救我，不是耶稣用我，我几十年之前我就死掉了，我就没用了。
If the Lord Jesus did not save me, if He did not assign me, then I would have long passed away.
所以我心中只有一个想法。
In my heart, there is only one concept.
就是要把神要我做的事情做好。
Which is to do the work that the Lord assigned me to do as the best that I can.
活多久，在哪里死，怎么样死，那个不重要。
No matter it's how I live or where I die or how I die, they are not of importance to me.
这个让我想起啊，前几年前我去非洲的时候碰到一些工人。
This reminds me when I went to Africa a few years ago. I dreamt of these workers.
他们从奈及利亚被派去另外一个国家去协助工作。
These workers were sent from Nigeria to another African country to assist with some holy work.
去到那个地区啊，已经听说了那边开始有伊波拉病毒啊，开始传了。
When they went to that area, they even before they departed, they had heard that Ebola had broken out.
但是不知道情况怎么样。
But they did not know in that area they were going to how severe the condition.
但是他们还是选择还是去。
However, they still chose to go.
因为教会有很重要的事情要处理。
Because church had very important work to be completed.
有工作在身上。
And they were assigned with an important job.
只要政府没有封关，只要飞机还在飞，只要车子还在动，他们还是去。
And they decided that as long as borders were still open and planes were still flying, they were going to go.
去了之后发觉，哎，情况越来越严重。
And when they got to that place, they realized that the health condition is the healthcare condition has been worsening.
但是他们就是交托给神。
However, they gave everything to God.
也感谢神啊，工作完成，回到自己的家都很平安。
And really thank God that they were able to finish their assignment, return home safely, and everything was fine.
你看保罗啊，如果怕死啊，他就不会去耶路撒冷。
You can see here if Paul was afraid, then he would never have gone to Jerusalem.
其实神的旨意，他不是在耶路撒冷死掉。
And it was not God's intent for him to die there.
他还要去罗马呀。
He still has to go to Rome.
所以有时候你越怕死,
and sometimes the more you fear death,
你把自己吓死,
the more likely that you will actually scare yourself to death.
你不怕死, 不一定会死。
And if you do not fear death, then you will probably not die.
因为神早就预定好了, 他要在罗马殉道, 不是在耶路撒冷。
Because God has already pre-planned everything, and in this case, Paul had not, God did not intend Paul to die in Jerusalem.
所以因为有这种不怕死的精神。
Because there is this attitude of I fear no death.
用为主耶稣牺牲的精神。
And this the spirit of willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
生命水就流出来了。
Then the water of life will flow from you.
改变了别人。
And it will also change others.
兴旺了教会。
And it will bring prosperity to the church.
今天神没有要求我们那么多。
And today God did not ask very much from us.
没有真的让我们去, 哦, 泡头颅, 洒热血。
And he never really requested us to lose our heads or to spill our blood.
神可能只是要求我们多一点点为别人牺牲。
And God is simply asking us to give a little more to others.
为教会多付出。
And to dedicate more of ourselves to the church.
神是希望你把他放在他心，放你心中的重要的、最重要的首位。
And God simply hopes that we can put him in a more priority spot in our heart.
这种人会不会有损失呢？
And will these kind of people have loss?
不会有损失。
No, not at all.
因为你把神放首位，生命水就流出来，你自己得恩典，别人也得恩典。
Because when you put God in the most important spot in your life, then not only will you be blessed with the water of life coming from you, but other people will also receive grace.
看回来以西结47章。
Let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
第一节的下半句。
The second half of verse 1.
这里说这个水啊，这个生命水啊，一开始呢是从祭坛流出来的。
It says that at first the water came from south of the altar.
啊，是从祭坛的下面。It
comes from under the altar.
啊，那特别是强调祭坛了。圣经有很多地方啊，有金灯台啊，有陈设饼、陈设台啊，为什么不从别的地方流出来，是从祭坛流出来？
And you can say that why does the Bible emphasize how it flows from the altar? There are many other options.
我们要知道祭坛是用来做什么的。
We have to first understand what the altar is used for.
祭坛是用来杀动物，把动物在那边宰了，啊，血流了，把肉切片放在上面，要烧给神。
The altar is a place where animal sacrifices are made, where the animal is slaughtered, the blood is flown, the meat is cut, and the sacrifice is made.
其实去圣殿就是为了要献祭。
Then the purpose of going to the temple is to give sacrifice on the altar.
啊，把神所给你的献给神。
Which is to say to give what the Lord has given you to sacrifice that to God.
然后献祭，求神赦罪。
And to when you are giving sacrifice, you are also repenting and asking for forgiveness.
我们今天也是啊，为什么要来聚会？
And today, the same for us. Why are we here for service?
来会堂实体聚会，再跟家里线上聚会有什么不一样？
What's the difference between coming to church for service and taking service at home?
其实来教堂聚会、实体聚会，就是有这种献祭的这种精神在里面，因为你要付出。
In reality, when you come to church, you have to have an input. You are giving some part of yourself. You are coming to give some kind of sacrifice.
你要开车来。
Some people drive.
你要穿衣服，然后把自己打扮准备好。
You have to get dressed. You have to get ready.
啊，你来教堂，那种敬拜，那种态度。
And when you come to the temple of the Lord, that kind of attitude.
来这边唱诗，在神的家唱诗。
You sing hymns. You sing hymns in the house of the Lord.
做奉献，
and you are also giving your sacrifice.
再来到神的家，哇！你求神赦免你过去一个礼拜的罪。
You are giving your offering, your sacrifice. You're asking the Lord to forgive some of your mistakes and sins from the past week.
这是为什么我们要来实体聚会的，不能取代，不能用线上取代实体聚会的原因。
This is why we it's good for us to be physically present for service, and we can not always replace online service for the actual thing.
长时间没有参加实体聚会，信仰会退步。
In reality, the longer we go without physically attending service, the weaker our faith can become.
好，那来圣殿最重要的是祭坛。
The most important thing when you come to the temple is approaching the altar.
你是要来献祭的。
You are coming to make your offering.
最大的祭坛是什么？
What's the biggest altar of all?
最大的祭坛就是十字架。
The biggest altar, it was the cross.
其实祭坛就是预表十字架。
The altar, it was a prefiguration of the cross.
主耶稣基督他把自己献在十字架上面给我们。
And the Lord Jesus, he sacrificed himself on the cross for us.
我们今天才有他从他额流出来的生命水啊，滋润我们。
And this is the reason why we receive the water of life flowing out from him.
好了，那最大的献祭是什么？
Then what is the biggest sacrifice of all?
主耶稣要求什么？
What is the request of the Lord?
请看马太16章24节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 16.
马太16章24节。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
马太福音16章24节
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24
于是耶稣对门徒说 若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这里主耶稣告诉我们怎么样来让生命水可以流出来。
Here the Lord Jesus tells us how we make the water of life flow from us.
你要跟随主，生命水才可以流出来。
It's only when you follow the Lord that the water of life can flow from you.
但是我们有时候只是看啊，要跟随主，跟随主，怎么样跟呢？没有想起。
However, sometimes we only theoretically understand that we need to follow the Lord, but how we actually follow, we do not know.
这里说要跟随之前呢，一定要做两件事情。
Here it describes how before you follow, there are two things you have to do first.
第一，就是把原来的自己放下，这叫舍己。
First is to deny yourself, or in other words, to put the old self down.
为什么信主耶稣啊，是一条不容易的道路？
Why is the path of following the Lord and an uneasy one?
很多人来信主只是想要得恩典。
Many people they come to the Lord only wanting to receive blessings.
但是得了恩典之后不久呢，就信不下去了，跑走了。
However, many people after receiving blessings, they are unable to sustain their faith and they soon disappear.
因为他没有放下自己。
Because they never put down themselves.
还是自己的想法，自己的个性，自己原来的自我。
It is still their ego, their characteristic, their old attitudes.
你把不把自己放下，没有办法接受主耶稣在我们的心里。
Unless you put yourself down, you are unable to receive Jesus into your heart.
生命水当然没有办法流出来。
Then of course the water of life will be unable to flow from you.
还有要背着自己的十字架。
And the second thing is to bear your own cross.
十字架就是苦难。
Cross, it represents trials.
我们常常强调啊，信耶稣有平安，得福气。
And we often emphasize that believing in the Lord Jesus, you receive peace.
其实如果你要问主耶稣啊，看圣经。
However, if you ask the Lord Jesus and you look at the Bible,
信主耶稣其实是背十字架。
Believing in the Lord, it is a faith that requires you to carry your cross.
Yeah, 你原来罪的这种重担，主耶稣把你拿走了。
The Lord has removed your burdens of sin.
但是你为了主，你要承担一些压力，你要承担一些苦。
However, for the sake of the Lord, you must be willing to bear some trials and some loads that you have to carry.
是为主耶稣去受的苦啊。
These are tribulations that you are enduring for the Lord.
如果你不信主，你可能不用受这些苦。
Perhaps if you do not believe in the Lord, you don't have to endure these kinds of trials.
不会被人家嘲笑。
You will not be mocked by others.
不能被人家孤立。
You will not be secluded, excluded by others.
人家骂你，你可以骂回去。
And when someone rebukes or slanders you, you can yell back.
人家对你不好，你可以对他更不好。
When someone treats you unkindly, you can take revenge.
因为你没有信主，所以不用受这些苦。
Because you have not believed in the Lord Jesus and you are not restricted, you can you do not have to endure this.
但是当你信了主。
However, when you believe in the Lord,
我要学耶稣。
We have to imitate Christ.
耶稣钉十字架，为了救钉他的人。
Christ, he was nailed to the cross to save those who put him there.
再强调一次哦，圣经说了，主耶稣钉十字架就是为了要救那个钉他的人啊。
I want to emphasize this again that the Lord Jesus, he was nailed on the cross to die for those who nailed him on the cross.
谁钉他？就是我们这些罪人啊，因为我们主耶稣被钉上面。
And who nailed him on the cross? It is you and I because he died to save us.
所以什么叫背十字架？
Then what does it mean to bear the cross?
别人对你不好，你要忍受。
When someone is unkind to you, you must endure.
他对你很负面的，你忍受。
When they are negative towards you, you persist.
你为了主，你忍
下去。Because of the Lord Jesus, you endure.
哇，这个苦很大，有时候很辛苦哎。
The tribulation can be great. It can be a great burden to persevere through.
但是这个意向很重要。
However, this endurance is important.
你愿意为主耶稣受这个苦。
You must be willing to endure this kind of tribulation for the Lord.
生命水就在十字架下面，就在祭坛下面流出来。
Doing this, the water of life will outflow from the under the cross and under the altar.
主耶稣不会让你白白受这些苦的。
The Lord will not let you experience trials in vain.
你看主耶稣的十字架有白白吗？
When you look at the cross, was it done for nothing?
主耶稣的十字架救了我们，改变了我们。
The cross that Jesus went on, it saved us.
今天如果你背着十字架很辛苦。
Today, when you are carrying your cross, it is hard work.
你哭啊,
you might cry.
睡不着啊,
you might lose sleep.
流眼泪啊,
you might shed tears.
主耶稣为什么你的十字架那么难背?
Jesus, why is your cross so difficult to carry?
可不可以不背?
Is it okay if I put it down?
为什么别人的那么轻松, 我的那么辛苦?
Why is it that others, their cross seems much lighter?
主耶稣不会把你的十字架拿走。
Jesus will not remove your cross that you're carrying.
主耶稣会在十字架下面给你涌出生命的活水，给你力量。
However, he will on your cross give you the water of life that will flow from it.
改变你自己，改变你身边的人。
And you will be able to transform yourself and the people around you.
所以这个太奇妙。And
this is such a miraculous thing.
从祭坛下面流出来。
The water comes from under the altar.
祭坛本来是流血残忍的地方。
The altar, it was designated to be a cruel place where blood is shed.
竟然是活水流出来的地方。Yet
somehow it is the origin of the water of life.
所以当你背十字架走不下去的时候,
so when you are carrying your cross and you feel like you cannot take one more step,
主啊，你的生命水来充满我。Lord,
please recharge me with your water of life.
流出来吧。
Please let it flow.
看回来以西结47章。
Let's return to Ezekiel chapter 47.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了一千咒，使我烫过水，水到果子骨。Verse
3. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep.
这里带来我们的第三点，生命水怎么可以流出来？
And here we get to our third point, which is how the water of life flows.
当一个人愿意被主常常来量的时候，水就会越来越多啊。When
someone is willing to be measured by the Lord frequently, then the water of life will flow from him.
这里意象里面，以西结看到那一个人，就是主耶稣，他拿到准绳。
Here Ezekiel describes what he saw, which was a man who went eastward with a measuring line.
一往东的量，哇，发觉那个水开始有了，开始到果子骨了。When
he began to measure, he saw how water began to flow.
主耶稣常常在量我们啊。Jesus
often measures us.
主耶稣常常在量我们到底心中里面圣灵的工作有多少。
And what he is measuring is within your heart, how much work has the Holy Spirit been doing?
他还在量啊，我现在给你的圣灵了，你到底让圣灵在里面有多充满？
And he is also measuring how, now that he's given you the Holy Spirit, how full of the Spirit are you in your heart?
他常常在量啊，你得了圣灵几十年了，你改变了多少？
He also measures how, you know, considering the number of years that you have received the Holy Spirit, how transformed have you been? We often emphasize whether you have the Holy Spirit or not.
好像有圣灵就比较好，没圣灵你就继续求。
It is as if if you have the Holy Spirit, great, but if not, then well, you gotta keep praying.
有圣灵不代表你已经被改变了。
However, just because you have the Holy Spirit, it does not mean that you have been changed.
所以主耶稣在量你到底被改变了多少呢？
Because the Lord is measuring how transformed are you.
有时候我们自己没有量啊，没有反省啊，不觉得一回事。
There are times when we do not measure ourselves and we have no idea.
主耶稣真的常常在量我们呢。
The Lord Jesus truly, he frequently measures us.
我们看四十章，以西结四十章的第三节。
Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以西结。 40章的3节
Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 3
他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。
Verse 3 He took me there and I saw a man whose appearance was like bronze. He was standing in the gateway with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand.
这里啊，意象里面啊，神带以西结去看圣城。
Here, the vision describes how God took Ezekiel to see a holy city.
这个圣城啊，就是在属灵里面最高的山，这是第二节最高的山。
And from verse 2, we know that this holy city sits on the highest mountaintop.
这个是预表什么？
What does this represent?
最高的山在圣经里面就预表属灵的真教会。
The highest mountain in the Bible, it is a representation of the true church.
这个人在量的是谁？
What is this person measuring.
这个人就是主耶稣啊。
This person is the Lord Jesus himself.
好，主耶稣手上拿着两样东西。
In his hand there carries two things.
这一节很奇妙，特别记载啊，主耶稣用什么来量呢？
In this verse, it's really interesting. What did the Lord Jesus use to measure?
第一，主耶稣手里拿着麻绳。
First, he had in his hand a linen cord.
我们知道古代啊，古代不像现在，我们今天做木工做什么去 Home Depot 买一个那种尺啊，就是金属的，可以伸可以缩的。以前呢，就是用绳子来量那个长度。
We know that, you know, in the older times, it's not like today where if you're doing some woodwork, you can go to Home Depot and you can buy an extendable measuring tape.
但是主耶稣在手上，圣灵圣经刚都告诉我们，主耶稣手上有这条麻绳。
However, we see that in the hands of Jesus, he was using a linen cord, which is the common practice then.
有一些版本叫 line of flax 啊，用麻来做的绳。
And in some versions of the script, it says how it's a cord made of flax.
好，以前的人其实比较少用这种麻绳来量，因为麻绳啊，有时候不是很坚固。
The using of a flax cord, it is not as common because it is not as strong.
但是为什么圣经说用麻绳？
However, why did the Bible emphasize that it is this tool?
原来麻在圣经里面有一个很重要的意思。
Because in the Bible, flax, it has its own meaning.
我们看启示录19章。
Let's go to Revelation 19.
19章的第八节。
Revelation 19, verse 8.
19章的第八节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 18.
够蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。 这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
At fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear.
哇，原来这个麻细麻在圣经里面啊，是代表义，就是对的，好的。
Fine linen, which is made of flax, it in the Bible it refers to something that is bright and clean.
如果一个人能够被神接受。
If someone is able to be accepted by the Lord, because he wears a flax linen on him.
好了，今天神也在量我们。
And today the Lord is also measuring.
用一条麻做的绳来量我们。
And he is measuring you and I with a cord made of flax.
哎，啊，某某弟兄、某某姐妹信了那么久了哈。
And for example, this brother or this sister, they have believed for this. Number of years.
名字也在信徒名册上面呢。
And your name is on the members registry.
但是你有义吗？ 在神眼中是做对的事情吗？
However, are you righteous in the eyes of God? Have you done good works?
不是人的眼中的对跟错，是神的眼中的对跟错。
And this is not referring to right or wrong in the eyes of man, but in the eyes of God.
今天这个社会啊，没有什么绝对的标准。
In our society today, there's not really a standard for much.
社会上道德的标准呢，随着时代来改变。And
the standard of morality, it changes with time.
比如说以前的人呢。For
example, a long time ago.
结了婚才可以住在一起。You
can only live together after a couple has been married.
现在呢，没结婚的住在一起。However,
these days cohabitation is quite common.
结了婚的不住在一起。And you
can also do so after getting married.
以前同性恋对社会不能接受。And
in the past, homosexuality is not accepted.
现在大家在社会上能够接受。And
now it is.
因为社会上没有绝对的标准。And
this is because our society has no permanent standard.
什么都可以，只要你开心就可以。And
now all things are possible as long as you're happy.
但是神有神的标准的。
However, the Lord, He has His standard.
神有时候用量，用他的标准来量我们的内心。
He uses His standard and criteria to measure our inner heart.
量我们的行为。
To measure our conduct.
哎，你离开了教会之后，你的行为是怎么样呢？
After you have departed from church, what is your conduct like?
这个都是神要来量。
These are all things that He will see.
但是我们不要用世界的标准来量。
However, we should not measure in accordance to the standard of the world.
我们刚。 哥林多后书第十章。Let's
go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
这是手上的第二样东西了，就是量度的杆啊。2
Corinthians chapter 10 will look a little bit into the measuring rod mentioned.
第十章的12节。2
Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
因为我们不敢将自己和那自荐的人同列相比，他们用自己量度自己。 度量自己，用自己比较自己，乃是不通达的。
Verse 12, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise.
保罗说，我们不要自己跟自己比较。
Paul, he teaches how we should not compare ourselves with ourselves.
有时候呢，我们会用自己跟自己比。
Sometimes we might do this.
哎呀，我觉得自己还不错啊。
I think I'm pretty awesome.
哎，我有一个干净的良心就好了。
I have a clear conscience and that's sufficient.
但是保罗说，我们不能用自己来比自己，自己来度量自己。
However, Paul clarified that we cannot compare ourselves by ourselves.
你觉得自己没有错。
You feel like you have not wronged.
你觉得自己按良心做事。
You feel like you have done everything according to your conscience.
但是问题是，你要不要用那个神给的量度的杆来量一量呢？
However, the question is, have you measured yourself according to the measuring rod of God?
这个杆就是真理啊。
This rod is the truth.
所以为什么我们要来聚会？
This is so why do we come to service?
哎，每次来就被主耶稣的杖量一量了。
Every time you come, you are being measured by the rod of the Lord.
我们做工程的人就知道啊。
For those of us in engineering, you might know.
或者是帮人家装修，自己在家里装修也好。
Or even if you are doing a home construction.
你的东西做的再漂亮，你尺寸错了就不收货，就丢掉，再做一次。
So no matter how beautiful your projects are, if your measurements are off, these items are not functional, and you might have to throw them away.
我邻居之前呢，在弄个阳台，弄一些新的铁的铝的栏杆，又有玻璃，很漂亮。
My neighbor was working on a home renovation project, so he was adding aluminum panels with glass at the side of his patio.
我说，哎呀，你这个做的很漂亮。
And I said, wow, you did such beautiful work.
他摇摇头。
And he shook his head.
他说：“你看清楚，有没有看清楚？”
And he said, "Are you looking at it clearly?"
对啊，当我看清楚的时候，觉得很奇怪。
And
差了一寸，那个东西没有接到墙壁，差了两寸。
When I looked closer, I saw what the issue was: is that the side panels was 1 inch from reaching the wall. It was not complete.
哦，他说啊，不行啊，这个他叫人做那个手工不行啊，他要叫他来把这个部分拆掉，重新弄。
And so my neighbor commented on how the person he hired to help measure this wrong, and he's going to call them for them to redo it.
你不能说，哎呀，差几寸算了，不减你几十块就好了，那不行了，不收货就是不收货。
And he refused to accept this mistaken product with a slight discount. He simply did not want to keep it and wanted another one redone.
神对我们也有要求。
God has expectations for us.
但是神给我们时间。
God gives us time to do it.
常常帮我们量。
Often measuring us.
你常常如果问神的话，神会告诉你。
If you inquired of him, he will tell you.
神啊，我的爱心还差一点吗？
God, is my love sufficient?
神啊，我的信心够吗？
God, is my faith enough?
神啊，我对你的态度有敬虔吗？
God, is my attitude reverent enough to you?
神啊，你喜欢我的侍奉吗？
God, do you take joy in my servitude?
所以啊，你常常被神来量。
Therefore, we are often measured by God.
哦，那越量就越进步。
The more you are measured, the more improvement you have.
但是如果你拒绝被神量
，However, if you refuse to be measured,
不喜欢人家告诉你你缺乏什么
，Or that you do not like when other people tell you what you are lacking.
有一些人呢，不喜欢别人告诉他缺什么。
Some people are this way. They don't like having a constructive criticism.
你跟他讲，我好像不高兴。
And when you tell him what he is lacking, he will get very upset.
那这样怎么改变
？Then how do you change?
所以被神来量。
Therefore, we must be willing to be measured by the Lord.
所以今天我们学的这个圣殿里面的生命水。
And today we learn about the water of life within the temple of the Lord.
要怎么样它流出来
？We learn about how to make it flow.
从圣殿的右边，把神放首位。
From the right side of the temple, which is the most important position,
都可以流出来。
Out from it will flow.
第二，从祭坛流出来。
And the second is that the water of life will come from under the altar.
就是愿意改变自己。
Which is to say, you have to be willing to change yourself.
愿意背十字架。
You have to be willing to carry the cross.
神的恩典会流出来。
Then the grace of the Lord will flow from you.
第三，你愿意被主来量。
The third is you have to be willing to be measured by the Lord.
神的生命水又会流出来。
Then in this way, the water of life will also flow from you.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
430首。
430.